at this time every week, we hear from Mr. Tim Stearns. This Tuesday, it's nice and live and fresh. Tim Stearns, how are you doing, my friend?
John, good. How are you doing?
And I'm doing pretty well. It's a Tuesdays with Tim. Everything good in your world? I knew you got to do some traveling lately, huh?
Yes, I got to spend some family time, but I'm back at it. And, you know, been keeping an eye on the market and just been trying to be a good advisor with, you know, our clients that are, you know, people get nervous in this time of the year. And the big thing is right now is to really coach them up.
Well, they got to be a little less nervous than they were 3 weeks ago, right?
I would agree. But I mean, we still think there's a lot of volatility here. And one of the things that we I heard about at one of the seminars I went to when I was on the road is that, you know, right now you're you know, like when the kids are little, you're telling them they need to eat their vegetables so they can, you know, have their dessert. We think the market is kind of in that quandary right now where we're eating vegetables. It's not the funnest thing. It's a lot of volatility. But down the road, I think there will be our just desserts.
What does eating vegetables right now look like? Do you mean like holding steady, not doing anything too aggressive, or still
yes.
dollar cost averaging and buying even if you don't know exactly what's next, or maybe a mix of both?
A mix of both, but I mean, really just keeping your powder dry because people are so emotional and, you know, and we need to stay focused on long-term goals. You know, 3 months doesn't beget a portfolio's performance.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think people we get kind of lazy in our heads that, oh, it's always going to go up, and that's not really the case.
Well, I mean, the last year or probably 2 years now, year and a half until January, I think a lot of people were like, what do I need an advisor for, right? I feel like you probably get that a lot when the market rips and roars for a year or two.
Right, and that's where, you know, my 31 years of experience being a certified financial planner practitioner helps, you know, kind of keep people at bay and tell them to relax a little bit and not to get emotional. You know, we're agnostic when it comes to the markets. You know, if our triggers are saying to get out or to get in, we're either 100% or we're not. And that's kind of what we do a little bit differently than a lot of places.
Can I just say, my parents have an advisor. They didn't go with you, Tim Stearns, because they didn't know who you were when they signed up for someone.
That's okay.
I'll try and get them to switch soon. And I will say that, you know, they're smart people. They know their finances in and out. And but they have a nice, relaxed step in what they do. They also realized, I think, that you know, they grew up with parents who, I mean, they're boomers. They grew up with parents who grew up in the Great Depression, so they're not big spenders. But they did well in their careers, and they were on the fence a couple years ago about buying a little vacation house in Wisconsin. And they went to the advisor, and it was like the advisor was like, yeah, here's what you're going to have in retirement. Here's my dad, you know, collects Social Security. My mom was a teacher. She's got a pension. I think sometimes the trip to the advisor is a fearful one for some people, when in reality, a lot of our listeners may be doing better than they realize.
Right. And I think that, you know, that's another reason I have an advisor. I had some clients in yesterday, and she wants to travel a little bit because he survived a health scare. And we made a plan for them a couple of years ago, and we're way ahead in the plan. And, you know, it's hard for him. So I was joking with him, like I used to do with my dad, is, you know, how big is your casket going to be? How much money are you going to take with you, right?
Right. Are you going to make it out of gold and have it sink further and further into the ground? No. Use it now.
Exactly. So enjoy yourself, you know, and that's the big thing. When you have a plan, you know that you can enjoy yourself.
Yeah, I'm always feeling bad, though, because the advisor did ask my parents, how much do you want to leave for your kids? What's the number at the end of the road? And they said $0. And I was thinking, well, let's revise that a little bit, Mom and Dad. No, but I appreciate that. They should. They should spend everything they got. All right, let's talk a little bit about the holistic approach. That is such a buzzword these days, Tim.
Sure.
But can you explain it a little bit more? Because I have a little cheat sheet that you provided about the value of working with an advisor, which is helpful because I don't think people quite realize what they get when they work with you or someone like you, Tim.
Right. I mean, the thing that we try to tell our, you know, I started on the stockbroker side. So I became a certified financial planner over 23 years ago.
Like Wolf of Wall Street guy, you were one of those?
I wasn't that bad, you know.
Right.
But I mean, I only saw stocks and bonds, and I didn't look at the full, you know, gamut. And I see a lot of people who come to us, their current advisors are only looking at stocks and bonds, and they're getting really beat up. After this radio show, we always get phone calls of people who can relate to the fact that their advisor's not seeing the full landscape.
Their advisor's just seeing numbers on a page.
Exactly. And there's a lot more to it.
Well, what changed for you, Tim? Was it when you had a family that made you go, hey, hold on, these numbers aren't exactly everything, the end-all, be-all. This isn't taking into the human cost and the human potential of retirement.
It's kind of a neat story. My wife, we got the mail at our house. She was pregnant with my oldest boy, and there was an offer to go get a CFP at DePaul.
Certified Financial Planner, right?
Yes, and I had just told her I didn't feel like I was, you know, well versed in the whole landscape of financial planning, and you know, look at me now. It's been a great thing for my clients and my family because, you know, I can help us and I can help our clients.
Yeah. Look at you now. You're on TV all the time. We always see you in our offices. We're prepping for our show on good old Channel 9. So
Yes.
All right. So tell you what, hang on the line because we're going to do a little bit more. Part about access to the whole universe of investment options I want to talk about, things that you have access to that maybe I don't. And then the ACT is the acronym we're using here today. And if anyone has any questions or concerns for Tim, call right now, 302-91-7200, or text it on in. This is Tuesdays with Tim Stearns. By the way, if you're heading out of the car, 800-640-2256. It's Tuesdays with Tim. We do it with Tim Stearns from TJ Stearns, 800-640-2256. Tim, we had a caller who didn't want to come on air but said that her dad is 101 years old. And he says, you never see a Brinks truck following a hearse. Wait, did I get that the right order? Yes.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Which is a good point. Or is it a hearse following a Brinks truck? Have I messed that entire joke up, Tim? Call back, caller. Sure. I think I might have messed that one up.
Well, I think what they're saying is that if you live to be 101 years old, there's not going to be a Brinks truck behind you. One of the big things that, you know, is a risk that people aren't realizing as much is the longevity risk that people have out there because we're living longer and longer. And unlike their parents, baby boomers, most of them don't have pensions. And with that, if you're going to live to be 101, you definitely need to have a strategic plan in place that's going to keep up with inflation.
Yeah, for sure. Someone wanted to know, and this is a common question we get, because every financial advisors or certified financial planners, they all kind of do it differently. And I hope it's not too forward, Tim, but it's a good one to know. How do you get paid? Are you done like fees or is it percentages or like how do you negotiate that with your clients?
It depends what they're looking for, but usually it's we charge a percentage of the fees that under management that we're using. It's a sliding scale. You know, I mean, there was a lady who called in from your show, believe it or not, that needed a lot of help, didn't have a lot of money, and we helped her.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't charge her anything for that because, you know, she was very nice, and I wanted to help her get a plan. And she was 72 and still working.
Wow. Yeah. But I mean, that's what we're talking about. This is who Tim Stearns is. And I appreciate that. And I imagine when someone sits down with you, if they've got a little bit more money and they're working it with you, you kind of just outline exactly how you get paid and it's all clear and in front of people, right?
Yes, it's full transparency. I mean, everything that we have, they're signing, they get, you know, they would get a copy of it. They look at what they're signing so they can see exactly what the fees are.
Yeah, that's just important for people to know. And I know our listeners always want to know that.
Sure.
Okay, so part of working with you is you kind of have this little worksheet here that shows me why working with an independent financial advisor is great. And it talks about the big picture, which we've talked about, like having income generated stuff, which is important. Healthcare planning, which you're not going to get from a money manager. Legacy planning, estate planning, you're not going to get that from a money manager. We talk, there's the word taxes in this document a few times, looking at really what the tax issues are going to be throughout the rest of your life and what you can do now to mitigate those. You and I have talked about that. But there's this third column about access to a whole universe of investment options. I didn't really think about that I am limited on what I can do on my Fidelity or my E-Trade accounts that make me think that I'm this big investor that has all the tools in the toolbox, whereas you really do have those tools, right?
Well, we have access to a lot of neat products that help people. I'll give you an example. One of our clients was done being a landlord, and he sold six of his buildings in Chicago and wanted to find somewhere that he could basically do an exchange where there wouldn't be taxes, and we found that for him. And he's so happy. He receives basically like a dividend check every year, and he doesn't have to do anything for it.
Well, that works.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's just through the connections you made, the mm-hmm. research and the education that you yes. got to be able to determine how that works?
Right. Well, yeah, we have a whole private equity arm that we can look into when people have a circumstance like that.
That's awesome. All right, let's work through ACT, the acronym. Okay. Sure. The good advisor, what do good advisors do? They ACT. All right, what's the A for, Tim, and explain it.
The A is for asset allocation. The people that are coming in from this show, amongst other things that we do out in the community, are tax workshops and that type of thing, come in and they are loaded with stocks, even though they might be in their early 60s, 70 years old. So we are showing them that you need to be rebalancing. So ACT is the acronym stands for asset allocation first.
And that involves other things than just the stock bond ratio. You're talking about like what sorts of things you own, what sectors you're in, what right. nations you're invested in, right?
Right. And how about having something that is in your portfolio that's uncorrelated?
What does that mean?
Meaning stocks and bonds now correlate. Mm. So when this market was going upside down about 3 weeks ago, you know, people are coming in here and they don't know what to do. You know, the bastion for going to safety used to be bonds, and that's not true anymore.
The old 60-40 doesn't work.
No, 2022 was the worst year ever for that 60-40. So what we try to do is make sure people understand what's in your wallet, what's in your portfolio.
Okay, asset allocation is A. What's C?
C is coaching, and that's just telling them we need to stay focused on our long-term goals. You know, volatility can drive poor decision making. You know, like, let's get back in the market right now. Well, you know, we think things are going to be rough for a while. And, you know, it's unlike, having a flashlight when someone else can't see in the dark. We're there for them and calming them down and talking them off the ledge. It also aims for, basically having consistent returns and minimizing large drawdowns. We're not the type of company that's trying to hit a home run. I'm not going to call someone and go, hey, I heard about a new crypto. You know, we're pretty easygoing here with what we want to do with our clients, and that's the power of compounding.
When you coach, do you pull back into your days of coaching your kids in any of the sports they played?
No, I can't yell at clients as far as I know. My boys listened to the show, so they just laughed, I guarantee it.
Which sports did you coach them in?
Baseball, basketball, and football, but mostly basketball.
There you go. Baseball's got to be the hardest sport to explain to a kid. Okay.
Very true.
All right, asset allocation coaching, and what's the T?
The T is tax-efficient strategies. And, I'll say it again, that if I walked up to you off the street and I asked you how much your portfolio and your retirement assets was worth, you could probably tell me within $10,000. But your tax bill, no one knows that. And, there's a lot of things going on in Washington, D.C. right now that we're keeping a hold of. So we're talking to our clients about tax-efficient strategies once they finally get this bill passed.
Yeah, I mean, I think they will ultimately do that reconciliation bill, which could increase the SALT tax. Maybe more people are going to be able to do the itemized deduction, especially in the Chicago suburbs. A lot of people have been waiting for that. So tax-efficient strategies and maybe how to mitigate potential tax losses in the future by things you can do now, right, Tim?
Exactly, like qualified charitable distributions, charitable remainder trusts, so many different ways to leverage money, for the good of whatever charity or your beneficiaries.
Do you feel like it's a one-size-fits-all approach for most of your clients, or is it really you chat with them, get to know with them, and try and figure out what their plan is and get them there?
It's definitely not cookie cutter. We really hone down on what makes them tick, what they're looking to do, and make sure that we build a dynamic plan that's going to change with them. And we've had, unfortunately, in the last 6 months, 5 different clients pass away. And with that has come challenges. But, we had a good plan in place. It just had to adjust it. But, those are the things that, these people are so upset, and we take that off their plate.
Oh, that's well done, Tim. So last question, zone defense or man-to-man when you taught your boys basketball?
Man-to-man.
Yeah.
With a zone press. I love zone presses.
It's a little bit easier on the whiteboard to do that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Tim Cerns, it's good to talk to you, my friend. Welcome back. We're going to do it again live next week, right?
Yes, sir.
Josh. Tuesdays with Tim. TJStearns.com, 800-640-2256. As you heard him say, no minimum, just be a nice person. Give him a call. He helps people out, helps a lot of WGN listeners out, and he can help you out as well. 800-640-2256. Take care, Tim. Talk soon, okay?
See you, John.